Oak, the pine, walnut, pecan.
Have a lot of pecan trees down in Marion County.
We had two fine trees at home where we come from.
Boy, and I remember that there are some pecan trees up at the school, and every year people up there beating on those trees and trying to shake those pecans down. They're really some good eating. What kind of tree do you get a cherry from?
Cherry tree.
Okay, that's probably the dumbest question in this whole thing. What is it that you might run into in the woods that brush up against that makes you break out, itch?
Oh.
Some people call it poison oak.
Poison ivy.
Okay. You ever hear of sumac or shumac?
Shumac.
Okay. What kind of berries might a person grow in a garden?
Strawberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Okay. If a child picked some berries out in the woods and you didn't know what they were, you might say, don't eat those, they might be
poison.
Okay. Do you have any spoon? Have you ever heard of something called spoonwood or mountain laurel?
I've heard the word mountain laurel, but I don't know anything about them.
Okay. How about rhododendron? Have you ever heard that? Okay. You ever heard a term cucumber tree or laurel tree or magnolia?
Yes, sir, I have.
Which one?
Well, we have down home what we call the cowcumber.
Mm-hmm.
And it has large leaves like elephant ears or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing as a magnolia, then?
No, the magnolia is a small leaf.
Well, I don't...
The interview continues on tape 2.
I grew that thing for a play I was in, and I just put off cutting it off and put off cutting it off, and it was getting kind of worrisome. And
think that get too hot, you can get over.
Oh, this is fine. My chin's getting kind of cold since I shaved my beard. Well, how was Florida?
It was fine. It sure was.
Did you do any fishing?
No. We just stayed down there about 4 days.
Went in the sun and relaxed.
Yeah, went down and picked some beans and tomatoes and things.
Oh, do you have a garden down there?
No, we don't, but they had it down there, and we picked a bunch.
Well, that's fine.
Boy, they had hundreds and hundreds of acres.
That's mighty funny to be down there picking beans in December, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sure is.
Peas,
squash,
and cucumbers.
Well, I wonder how I wonder where you don't ever have any winter, how you plant and harvest. I guess you just plant any time you want to, and when you harvest, you plant.
They make three crops a year. See, when that corn now, that was Rosemary, we got some Rosemary, well, they'd pick the main part of it where they wanted to pick. Well, they had done started cutting that, getting it ready to plant again.
They ship the best, and they just let you get in there. Pick. Mm-hmm. You pick all you want.
And they just let you go in there and...
Oh, yeah.
They
go in first and get what they want to ship. And then you go in there and pick anything you want.
5 cents of air for corn and 10 cents a pound for beans and 10 cents a pound for
tomatoes.
That's really something. I never heard of anything like that. And they don't have to... Do they refertilize the ground or anything?
Yeah, they have to fertilize it pretty regularly.
Man, that'd be, I seem like it'd be awfully hard on the soil to run three crops a year.
Yeah, it does.